From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. This Thursday through Sunday, one weekend only at Mill Mountain Theater on the Waldron Black Box Stage, Dissonance. Two women, 20 years, one difficult conversation. Two women, one black, one white, decide to go into business together after some powerful conversations about race, love, and friendship. Curry Sandal and Marcy J. Duncan co-wrote and co-star in Dissonance.
So you see these two women have these conversations and talk about things that they have avoided for 20 years, these elephants in the room that they've very adeptly walked around.
That's Curry Sandal. Opening night for Dissonance is this Thursday. It includes a talk back with the actors after the play. It's the first of two weekends this Friday through Sunday at Attic Productions in Fincastle for the youth production of the C.S. Lewis classic On Stage, The Lion, The Witch, and the Wardrobe. Mandy Mashing is the director with a cast of 55 young actors.
I'm super excited. They've really gone above and beyond with everything I've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be an amazing show. Lots of cool costumes. There are a lot of animal characters and some mythical characters, and a giant lion puppet, which is kind of exciting as well.
1 week from this Sunday on February 16th, 3 p.m. at Raleigh Court Presbyterian Church, Opera Roanoke presents a recital, Family Harmony. Brooke Tolley is general director for Opera Roanoke.
We are bringing back two singers who are pretty well known in our parts. They've performed with us a couple of times, Danielle Telemontes and Carrie Wilkerson. And they have a program that they are doing that's called Americans in Paris.
Wilkerson retired from the U.S. Army Chorus after 29 years. Telemontes has performed with the Metropolitan Opera. This Sunday, February 9th, at the Taubman Museum of Art at 2 p.m., a talk and book signing with local author Heath Hardage Lee, author of The Mysterious Mrs. Nixon, a recently published biography of First Lady Patricia Nixon.
I will say my admiration for Mrs. Nixon really grew during the research process when I saw this life she had had that was just one battle after another, politically, a struggle even from the beginning, grew up very poor, had to pay for an education.
At the Spot on Kirk this Friday, the legendary local band Mad Iguanas will record a live album. At Art on First in downtown Roanoke, a group exhibition of art, Love in Many Colors, opens this Friday during the monthly Art by Night event with a reception. Annie Schultz is the Art on First gallery co-owner.
The way our gallery works is that every other month we have a themed show, and it's an open call for artists, so everyone is welcome. Every medium is welcome.
Also this Friday night in downtown Roanoke at the Alexander Heath Gallery, the opening night for Strawberry Milk, a multimedia exhibition by Roanoke artist Sarah K. Parcell.
5 to 9, and then there will be a little after party with music and dancing to follow that.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Brooke Tolley with Opera Roanoke. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. At Opera Roanoke, we bring the magic of live opera to our community, celebrating timeless classics and bold new works. Join us this season for unforgettable performances that will inspire and captivate. Visit operaroanoke.org. Experience the power, the passion, and the artistry of Opera Roanoke.